Welcome back, agents, to another episode of Prime Tips. Hey, episode 100. Thank you for getting us to 100. We're into triple digits, and we're going to be talking about something we've kind of talked about before, Machina. But we're talking more about Machina with the reclaiming badge and some pruning tips and tricks on how to get ticks on the reclaimer badge and how to make AP while you're at it. So we're looking at the metal and how does that metal work? You get a badge tick on the reclaimer metal each time you claim a neutral portal. So it's not it every time that you clear or kill a Machina that you get a badge tick. It's when you claim a neutral portal that was previously owned by Machina. And there seems to be no time limit between Machina ownership and you capturing it as a neutral portal. I've seen 1 week. I think I've seen 2 weeks. So it's possible that you may come into an area and claim a neutral portal and get the 1,331 AP for reclaiming that portal because somebody else killed out a Machina portal and didn't claim it, didn't reclaim it. But you know, in most cases, you're probably going to kill off the Machina, claim it right away, and get the 1,331 plus the others. So how many does it take to get the badge? The bronze tier is at 100, silver 1,000, gold 5,000, platinum 15,000, and onyx 40,000. Yeah, that's really high. And that's a good indication to me that Machina is something that's here to stay. It's going to be in the game for quite a long while. It's probably not going to be gone in 6 months, a year. It's going to stick around probably as long as the game sticks around. So the idea is that you want to claim as many Machina previously owned portals as possible. So my basic strategy is to get as many reclaimer metal ticks as possible and leave the cluster in such a state that it can quickly recover and create new Machina, which then could be killed and reclaimed later for yet more reclaimer metal ticks. So it's not something that you want to go into an area and blast everything away and claim everything, because if you do that, the cluster, the Machina that's, if you left one behind, won't have a chance to level and link to a neutral portal. So you want to leave it with a lot of neutrals in that area so, given time, it can create more links, more Machina, and then you can come back and claim more. So what I use, of course, the Prime Scanner. I make a big use of IITC. Now, it needs to be a newer version of IITC. Right now, I'm looking at version 35.1. There is one little thing that they'll probably change, so I'll talk about in a little bit, that you might need a newer version, but 35.1 does what it has to. And a big use of plugins. So one of the plugins I use, as we'll see, is bookmarking, so controls and bookmarks. Another one, info and portals list, which is really handy to finding all the Machina that are in the area. And then there's a couple that are added because you have that newer version of IITC under layer Machina Tracker and miscellaneous Machina Tools. Now, Machina Tools are ones that you use most often. Machina Tracker, you can kind of see that, hey, it's done something at this particular area. It's not something that I really use in this process, but it did come in handy. And of course, portal information, raw portal, JSON data, that's to look at the entity timestamp, which comes in handy. I had something kind of strange happen while I was in the field, and you might be able to make that happen for yourself. So let's take a look at it. Now that we've installed the latest version of IITC, we can see some of the plugins and the changes that they put in place to help you with Machina. So I'm looking at an area where we've got two clusters of Machina. I actually am near the one on the right-hand side, so that would be this one here. And you'll notice that we've got a bunch of different links. And let's just pick one that's going to be kind of at the end of a bunch of them. Let's go with this number one here. So, now I just should mention that this particular cluster that I'm looking at has had Machina in that area before. So this is, I think, our sixth or seventh wave of Machina that we've seen. I've lost track. But this is an area that had Machina spawn, and I had cleaned them all out, and then I decided, maybe I don't want to clean them all out, clean them out and left a few. So we have found that Machina tends to come back to a place where it has been before. So that doesn't necessarily mean that it comes back to the exact place that it spawned or that the seed was, but if one of the portals in that area or the neutrals in that area had been Machina, they tend to come back to that area. Doesn't mean that it's always going to happen. It doesn't mean that they won't show up in places that they haven't been before, because Machina likes to change the rules, and they're kind of an agent of chaos. They do things on their own timetable. So that's what we're looking at. When I look at it, you can see that I have the information, basic information. You have the mods, which at on this particular wave, we've got 4S bowls or SoftBank Ultralinks that are on it. This one's sitting down at 10%. And just your basic information, but not a whole lot that gives me information specifically about Machina. The one thing that is here, of course, you can see Machina is listed, is the range, 500 meters for this particular one. So let's look at this number 4, which is the big one in this particular cluster right now. And notice that the range for links is 1 kilometer. So if I go and look at the link distance calculator, and I've put in all 8 level 4 resonators and 4 S bowls, SoftBank Ultralinks, you'll see that it says the maximum link distance is just right at 400 kilometers, 399.4. So if I go back and look at this, it tells me that it is 1 kilometer. So that if you have a previous version of IITC that doesn't have the updated information, it's going to show that larger number, 400 kilometers or whatever it happens to be there, instead of the 1. Now, the level 4 is kind of an interesting one, that level, that distance is probably different. We're finding that when we look at the raw information in IITC in the table that they use to determine that range for a Machina, they actually have level 4 listed as 1.5 kilometers instead of 1 kilometer. And if you look at the circle that it draws, it probably is showing you an area that is 1.5 kilometers, but it's going to say 1 kilometer, 1 km. We think that's just kind of a display error. And again, we're just guessing on things with Machina. So what we're looking at here on this table is the ranges that the Machina research group came up with. We can't say that these are true, but we've seen things that are really close to these limits. And the other thing that's a little bit different is you're looking at Machina and the level. Like number one, if you're looking at a level 1 Machina, it says 500 meters. It's not really going to make a 500 meter link as a level 1 Machina because it has to level and link. So when it becomes a level 2, it will immediately make a 500 meter link if it links. So it's 1 that becomes 2 is going to be 500 meters, 2 that becomes 3 is 750 meters, 3, 1 kilometer, 1,000 meters, 4, again, it shows 1 kilometer, could be 1.5 kilometers. 5, 2 kilometers, 6, 3 kilometers, 7 and up, 7 and 8, 5 kilometers. So those distances, we can't say they're chiseled in stone because Machina changes the rules.
So that's one of the changes that they have, is that it's now giving you more of an accurate link distance for this particular portal. So we can also get more information. So let's close that a little bit. And you have a number of plugins that are included with it. And on the newer version, under miscellaneous, there is the Machina Tools plugin, because Machina seems to be here to stay. So we'll turn that one on and we'll go back and it restarts. And now when it restarts, we'll see that we've got a red. So when I come in a little closer or a little further out, you notice I have this circle. So this is kind of the control area, the area that this particular cluster at this particular time could make links out to that circle. And you'll notice that right now there's another circle in a nearby town and the two don't overlap. So I really don't have to worry about a Machina link going from the town to the nature center, but I do know that can happen because in the past it has. That's because I've only got a level 4 Machina portal right now in this cluster. So let's look at that 4, and again, still 1 kilometer, but you'll notice that I've got some more information.
Yeah, you got some buttons there that now say find parent, find seed, cluster details, raw data, if you have that. Now, what I don't mention that I need to mention now is that you will only see those extra choices when you are on a Machina portal, because if you're on a neutral, none of that stuff makes any sense because it doesn't have a seed, it doesn't have a parent. So if you're looking for that, but you're not on a Machina, you're not going to see it.
So the clusters, so I can click on that, and it gives me all the information about the cluster, what was the one that originally was, and then the next level, these are the ones that it linked to, and then there's the ones that they linked to, so you can kind of see where they're at. You also will see that near the top, you have raw data, find parent, and find seed. So this probably is not the best one to go with. Let's go with, say, this level 3 here, so ridgetop. So if I say I want to find the parent, that's the one that it was linked by. So that particular one linked to this one. Okay. And the difference is, if I want to find the seed, that's the one, again, that level 4, that started the whole deal. So if you go all the way back through it, that's the one that started it. Now, this particular cluster, got this one that's a really long trail to get back. So again, if I look at its parent, get its parent, that's the parent of that one, so that's one that linked to it, parent to that one, parent to that one. So it was like 3 links down to get to that one.
Now you may be thinking, what does that matter? I mean, I'm going to be killing them off and bringing them back. It might be helpful to know which was the original seed, and that more than likely it's going to be the higher level portal, and it may be one that is more apt to make links. But in reality, actually, they're all, it seems to have the same percentage. So a higher level Machina portal would possibly appear to make more links, but simply links more because it has a greater area and greater number of neutrals that it can link to. So if you're looking at a level 1 Machina and it has only, say, 2 portals within range and both of those have been claimed, it's not going to link. But if you got a level 8 and there's 40 and, you know, 25 of those are neutral, in effect, it has a better chance to make links.
So that's the information you can get with Machina clusters and information, and also on the view, you can see that you can get an idea of where those can reach. So that's pretty helpful. Now, how do you use that in the field? Well, depends on how you want to prune and how you want to do things. In my particular case, I like to look for what is the highest level or the one that has the most links. So I'd like to leave the seed if I can. And that's a good choice in this particular case, because I've got 13 out from this particular one. It's one of the highest level ones. So I will probably prune everything except that particular portal. That way it will have a chance to recover, link, and grow some more. So I can knock them out, reclaim them, and put ticks on the badge. All right. Talk to you in a bit.
Yeah, so again, you got to keep in mind the idea isn't to wipe them out or make the most points. It is to prune it, leave something behind so you can come back and get it later. Now, one of the things that I didn't do in this particular instance, but I have been doing ever since, is using an apex. So if I know that I'm going to be taking a bunch of these out, you know, I'm just going to be killing them and putting on one resonator and moving on, I'll make sure that I have a apex running. And of course, you can stack those so I could get 30 minutes or 60 minutes if I stack it. And I want to get through as many of those as I can in that time period, because every time I reclaim, I not only get the AP for the first resonator and capturing the portal, but I get an extra 1,331 AP for reclaiming that particular portal. So when you throw the apex on, that goes to 2662. That's quite a bit of difference.
Okay, Dewey J in the field. We're looking at the Reclaimer badge, and I'm assuming you may have probably seen it, but we'll just look at it a little closer. So I happen to be in an area where there's a bunch of Machina, and I've used some tools, and I've determined that this one, I'm going to leave him alone. I'm going to prune all the other stuff. So if I go in and I look at my Reclaimer badge, you notice that right now it's sitting at 133 reclaimed portals. So to reclaim a portal, to get a tick on that badge, you basically have to not only kill a Machina, but then you have to reclaim. You have to just throw one resonator on it. Again, it doesn't take a whole lot to kill them, but let's go ahead and throw, let's just throw a 7 out here and see if we can get them.
XM reserves.
And I'm doing that so that I don't disturb that one that's way down. So did enough to get one. And so this guy, you notice that there's all the litter on the ground. He has been killed.
Now, I'm going to make a mistake here in the video. I picked the wrong one, and I'll talk about, you know, the reason that you want to get just the one that you're reclaiming is, again, you want to leave neutrals behind. You don't want to claim neutrals that could become Machina later. One of the ways that you can figure out which ones were Machina is by the ring of what I call litter, the items that are around that portal that was Machina. Now, right now, I think Machina are mostly dropping keys, resonators. They used to be dropping mods. They are dropping some bursters. That changes because, again, Machina changes what it does so far. We haven't seen it stay stable for quite a while.
And what I will want to do is I will want to reclaim that one.
90.
So if I, again, look at my stats, still at 133, so I don't get anything for taking it, for killing it. But let's go ahead and claim that one by deploying just a level 1.
And you notice that I didn't see the 1331, I saw the 625, but didn't see the 1331.
Reserves, 92%.
And actually, I don't know that that was one that was, it was too close. I don't know if that was a Machina. No, that wasn't a Machina. So this is the one that's the Machina. Let's deploy one on it.
And you can see there's a 675 plus 1331 AP. That 1331 is the reclaim. So the 675 AP is claim, and 1331 is reclaim.
XM reserves, 92%.
Then I'll check.
Resonator deployed. Portal online. Good
yep,
work.
Yep, 134. So that's how it works. Now, one of the things that you might want to do, you notice that I have lots of links. And when I get in, when they're really close, I'm going to have litter all over the place, and I won't know what belongs to what. You know, if they're spaced out, you could probably figure it out. But if they're not, one of the things you might want to do is open up IITC or whatever that you're using, and then just bookmark all the ones that are Machina portals. And the reason you want to do that is if you send off a burster and it takes out, you know, a bunch of them, then you won't remember, okay, was that a machina? Where, you know, what litter belongs to what? This way, what you can do is you can come back to the map later. Let's go ahead and put a bookmark on that one. You can come back to the map later and you can see, okay, I need to get the one that has the bookmark, but the one that doesn't have the bookmark, I really don't have to. So for instance, on this portal here, the one burrowing crayfish, I really don't need to get that one to reclaim, but I do need to make sure that I get the red-winged blackbird. So just one of the tools that might help you out whenever you're out reclaiming. All right, back in a bit.
And again, if, like I said, if they're all spread out, you may not need to mark them. They may be easy to identify. But since machina tends to show up in clusters, it doesn't happen very often.
Another tool that's included in the plugins for the new IITC to help you figure out how many machina are there in the area. So you'll notice down near the bottom right now it says all links. To use this tool, I really have to get in close enough to where it says portals. So once I'm close enough that it says portals, it's going to load in all the portals that are in the view. So that's not only the machina, but it would be the enlightened, resistance, and the neutrals. So how many do I have here that I can think I could pick up? Well, if I click on the menu on the left-hand side and I look at portal list. So the portal list, now I can see how many of each type. So there's two resistance portals, 63 neutrals, and 29 machina. And if I actually tap on the word machina, it will say, hey, here are the machina portals that are.
And also, one thing that I don't mention, you might also see if you're looking at the video that the word level is yellow. So it's sorting by level. So it's putting the highest level machina at the top. Again, that can be real handy if you're trying to determine, hey, which portals do I want to leave behind? And you put those higher level ones. And in this particular case, Mallard is the L4 of the bunch. That's the one I want to leave behind. You could tap on portal name and it would sort them by portal name. But the handy thing here is tap on machina as, hey, just show me the machina portals
in that particular view range. And I can you know, put them by level. I can do them by name, although that's not very big. And also just might be handy, as we mentioned, that maybe I want to bookmark all of these. So instead of having to go in and find each one, I can just go down and throw all the bookmarks by hitting the star. And that will let me bookmark them right here, so I don't have to hunt around on the map to do that. So let's get these all bookmarked, and I'm leaving the mallard one unbookmarked because I don't want to get that one. And when I go back, Bob's your uncle, there they're all marked. So those are the ones that I need to kill off and reclaim.
And it might not be such a thing that I'm checking back at that map as I'm going through at light speed to take those things out. I may be going back to that map after I think I've got everything to see, did I leave something behind?
Okay, another little trick in machina hunting. You notice that I have one that I'm coming up on, and this one, which is a level 4, and I want to leave that one because that's the one I want to survive the whole deal. But if I were to set off an L8 burster right now, or even one that has a little bit on it, I would probably end up hitting that one. So one of the tricks you can do, of course, is to use those low-level bursters. But you might be able to get away with using an Ultra Strike. So I'm getting near the middle. And again, Ultra Strikes are not really designed to take out resonators.
That's not really true. They're not designed to take out resonators that are deployed at the furthest distance away from the center of the portal. So the reason we can kind of get away with it in this case is because right now it doesn't look like machina is deploying the resonators on the portal at the furthest distance away. It's not actually campfiring or pineappling. It's not putting them real close. but it's putting him in such a close enough ring that I can use that Ultra Strike and hit all of those. Now, again, I can use Ultra Strikes to get an individual resonator. If I stand on an individual resonator, it'll hit that one. A lot of people will use Ultra Strikes not so much to damage resonators, but to strip off mods. So if somebody has deployed all the resonators and they have them as far away as possible, I might be able to sit in the very center of that portal and shoot off, say, a level 5 or a level 4 Ultra Strike, and it's not going to be big enough that it's going to go out and hit any of those resonators, but it is going to give me a chance to strip off a mod. So if it has Aegis shields on it and I don't want the owner recharging, I might sit at the center and blow off a bunch of Ultra Strikes in hopes that I'll pop off that Aegis shield, then go after it with the bursters. But let's see what we have here.
But they'll probably do the trick. And bang. So that's a way that you can take out those portals that are really close to another one that you may want to keep. All right, and you can tell I'm in a low cell area. It's going to sit that way for a while, but I'll come and get it. Back in a bit.
So yeah, that worked out rather well there because it just has enough range to hit the resonators, but not enough that it's going to spill over and hit the resonators of the other portal. Sometimes you may not have a choice. If the portals are so close that you have resonators standing next to one another from different portals, there's just not a whole lot you can do about it. But you can leave just a few. And I have found that if you leave, say, 3 or 4 on a Machina portal, when it does its level and link, which they seem to have a chance every 5 hours, depending upon the entity timestamp of each individual Machina portal. But when they do level and link, they fully deploy and usually fully charge. So it's not that you have to leave it in a good state, you just have to leave the darn thing alive.
Okay, I'm in a place where I should have better signal, and looking at this portal that went through its Machina cycle, it looks like it's got 7 links now instead of, I believe it had 1 outgoing link.
So in this particular case, I have taken out most of the cluster, and if you're looking at it, you can see that there's a lot of neutrals, there's a lot of blue, which would be the ones that I had, but all of a sudden I noticed there were more links, and I just happened to be in the field at the right time, and this happened.
So when it hit its checkpoint, it leveled up and threw out 6 links. Let's go back over to IITC, and sure enough, we've got 1 there.
And you notice that it popped in there real quick, that little symbol that looks like player tracker. You can see the resistance, that's where I was at. And then you see kind of the black one with the red. That's the Machina tracker. And it seems like every 5 hours, give or take a little bit, there's a chance that it's going to do something. And we actually do see that it kind of moves. I think it moves west to east. But you can kind of see a wave go through. So that indicator there that looks like a player tracker, but that's a Machina tracker, that lets me know that that particular Machina portal has done something. And usually when it does something, that means it's going to level up and link. So right now it's got 1 link showing coming out.
And it shows that Machina was there, and bang, it all fills in. You see that the circle has changed quite a bit because that one went to a level 3. And when I look at that particular one, yes, he's at 25%. He has 5 out, 1 incoming, so basically he did 5 links, it looks like. It just happened that when I look at that raw data, again, if you look at near the top where it has the entity timestamp, and the first part is the date 618, And then the last time that it did anything, 1627. So it said 22 before, so there's a little bit of a difference. But that gives you an idea that around 430 is when it did that. And right now it's 436. So,
and again, if you're wondering when's it going to do something next, you add 5 hours to that entity timestamp. And again, give or take, it doesn't seem to be exact. But in about 5 hours, this particular portal has a percentage chance of doing something, which again is usually level and link.
So one of the other things that you could do, it's kind of rolling the dice, but you never know. And I got this just by plain luck, is that if you're looking at the entity timestamp of the ones that are there, and there's a number of them that are at around a certain time, if you happen to clear out all the other ones around it, it's possible that something like this will happen, and it'll go through the Machina checkpoint, or the checkpoint for that individual Machina, and it will level up, hit 25%, and link out. So I will say, I just got plain lucky on this one, but hey, luck is part of the game.
Yeah, so what I really mean there is, if you look at the timestamps, if like in that particular case, that one made 4 links, at the time that it leveled. So 4 portals, 4 Machina portals in that cluster now have an entity timestamp that are pretty much the same timestamp. So that means on that 5-hour time period, those 4 Machina have a chance of doing something. So if I happen to be in the field shortly before that happens and those are still alive, they might make more links, and I've got more Machina that I can kill and reclaim.
Another little trick in the field to help you keep track of which Machina you need to take out and which ones have been taken out. So I've got them all marked and I've got most of them taken, but now I have to weed through and figure out which one's which. There's an easier way to take care of that. If I go into my bookmark options and then I go back into my portals list, there are my Machina portals, and I can just hit the 3 that I want to go get. Now, I'm leaving that L4 because I want it to keep track. And so they're the ones that I missed or need to go get yet that are bookmarked. And another point, you'll notice that I have a lot of them that I'm leaving as neutral. Yeah, I could have taken those as I went through, but this is an area that I'm trying to foster Machina growth so that I can come back in a week or so and kill and reclaim more Machina. For that to work, you have to have neutrals for it to link to. So those are the ones that I'm going to leave, and hopefully it'll get them. Back in a bit.
Yeah, and again, it's not 100%. They may or may not, but if the neutrals are not there, they can't spread. So this is what it looked like about 6 days after I did that cleaning. And you'll notice that I left the Great Egret is the one I left, because that particular one had a couple of different things. It was a higher level one by the time that it did its extra thing. It was a level 4. So within 2 days, it went to a level 6 and did other links. And in this particular case, that particular portal is in a place, it's at the bottom of a ravine, it's hard to get to, the cell signal just sucks, so I can't really interact with it. It's a perfect one to leave, because it's only going to grow, and when it's a level 8, it's just going to shoot links all over the place. And my chances of accidentally hitting that when I hit it, those that are around it, are probably pretty poor. So that's kind of the seed that I would leave behind.
So this is the same area that I worked in. It's been about 2 weeks, and you notice that the one that I left, Great Egret, is still there, and it's been going pretty well. I actually have some links that came in from the east of this area, but you can see that it is repopulated, and about 13 minutes ago I had Machina come in and make a couple of actions, So we probably got a few more links and things like that. So this would be an example of, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to prune this area. I'm going to kill off a bunch of machina and claim them to get the claim. But again, I want to make sure that I get them all and don't have to rely on, you know, the litter on the ground. So the best way, as we showed you, is that I use the portal list and bookmarking. So what I'll do is, first I'm in a view where it says portals, so I'm seeing all the portals, and then I'm going to look at portal list, and you'll notice that on this particular one, the top left-hand corner, I have the different types, and about 50% of the portals in that area are now machina, and you'll see that I've got a list of all of them, but when I tap machina, now I'm just seeing all the machina ones. So what I will do then is go down through and hit the bookmark for all the ones that are out there. And what this will do then is when I'm out in the field and I'm blasting away on machina, I don't have to be so careful or cognizant of what I have taken out that is machina and what I may have taken out that wasn't machina. In this case, it'd be easy to tell because there's nothing else out there. But once I've got them all set, now you can see that I have them all bookmarked. So as I go out and I start taking things out, I just have to make sure that all the bookmarks here are, in my case, blue, are claimed, and I should get them. And then I could leave the one that I left, and so it can repopulate the area. Thanks.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can do that bookmarking before you get to the field, before you get to the area that you're going to work. And also, then it gives you an idea of where they are kind of clustered together, where those machina portals are on top of one another. And that's another suggestion that we kind of had mentioned earlier. You probably want to start in that area where they're all on top of one another. There's a bunch of them in a close area. Then that's when you want to start an apex and start taking them out. One resonator, go on down the road. And that'll get you lots of AP and lots of machina, which will make lots of ticks on your reclaimer metal. And maybe I'll come across you putting ticks on your reclaimer metal out in the field sometime soon. See you later, agents. That's all for this time. Please check the show notes for a link to the video version of this podcast. If you have a tip and you'd like to add it to our collection, check the show notes for our submission form, and we'll make sure to make you famous if we use your tip. And if you just want to know how to do something with your Ingress scanner, Ingress Intel, or any related Ingress tools, feel free to ask on our show submission form, and we'll try to whip out a show for you. If you want to subscribe to Prime Tips, you can find us on iTunes or check the show notes for a subscription link. Thanks for listening.